This is Dr. Olivero dictating a progress note for a patient by the name of Luis Delgado. The first name is Luis, L-U-I-S. The last name, Delgado, Delta Echo Lima, Golf Alpha Delta Oscar, Luis Delgado. This is a post-hospital visit for this 90-year-old patient that has been suffering with Crohn's disease. The patient has had more than 4 hospitalizations with intestinal obstruction that has been resolved with when medically treated, period. The patient spent a week in the hospital, and after the 5th day of hospitalization, the patient opened up through the bowel rest, NG suction, and IV fluids. However, after discharge, the patient was advanced to a different diet, in my opinion, too fast, and the patient had a relapse at home with a nausea, vomiting, and he has had a liquid bowel movements times two that are not bloody tinged. The patient is scheduled to have evaluation with the gastroenterologist, Dr. Avalos, A, V like in Victor, A, L like in Lima, O, S like in Sierra, tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning. It seems to me that this patient has to let these bowels rest, going into the special diet by using bananas, rice, toast, applesauce until resolution, and alternatives of therapy is in the hands of the gastroenterologist. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency with supplementation. Following number, chronic kidney disease stage 2. Following number, the patient is severely underweight. He lost 6 pounds during the hospital stay, and this is a situation that has to be addressed as well, and has to be taken into consideration for the therapy. I will discuss the case with the gastroenterologist, Dr. Avalos. Following number, the patient has atherosclerotic heart disease that throughout the process has been very stable. He has following number anemia. This anemia is nutritional anemia, an iron deficiency that has to be treated. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. I'm going to give an appointment to see me in 4 weeks with the oratory workup. However, I will communicate over the phone with this patient in order to make sure that he follows the recommendations, follows the treatment, and assess the progression of this difficult situation. It seems to me that that the mercaptopurine that the patient is using to control and the acetylcholines are not as effective, and alternative therapies might have to be considered. Period. I paragraph. I spent 15 minutes reviewing the hospitalization, and in the face-to-face I discussed the findings of the CT scan and the possibilities of work, the diet in detail, and the need for him to rest and sleep as much as possible. In the documentation, 10 minutes. In the face-to-face, 20 minutes.